Our cattle markets remain near steady. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. Looking over last week's cattle trade, we saw markets essentially from 242 to 245 across the Midwest. Markets, as a matter of fact, have come together. The same prices for the North Country as the South Country. John Dick is with Swenson Investments and Commodities based out of Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Yeah, I think that's one of the bigger things to point out today is we've seen that the basis consolidate, starting kind of, from Nebraska down into Kansas and, getting into Texas there. Really one of the, short holiday week, no trade Monday. But, these cattle have been so strong, it's not totally surprising to see, if we were closed today, it'd be the first negative week for the fat cattle, since the middle of June, so we've been in just a, amazing market and, going to take a little more to break it, so wouldn't be surprised if we find support here in the next couple bucks.
Throughout the course of the week last week, we did see a lot of pressure from the outside markets, pressuring not only livestock but also putting some pressure somewhat on the grain markets.
Yeah, I haven't heard any major news today. Pulling up a chart, we're kind of at some resistance on the corn side. Found a good support of the 50-day moving average there. Overall, continuation chart looks good. It looks like we've ground in a bottom for now, at least, on the grains, on some potentially lower yield news. In the beans, we've traded, November 975 to about 1075 for lack of a better term, about a year now. Got into that 1060, couldn't find enough strength to push through the highs. Now we're back to a lot of long-term support, in those, 1025, 1030. Area. So, nice support there. I think we just need, more or better odds of a trade deal with China.
With your farm news updates, I'm Keith Lundberg.